complete control to determine when it's safe to drive, Schneider delivers. New to trucking? Schneider offers company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options to help you get started. Join a carrier that makes your safety its priority. Search driving jobs near you at schneiderjobs.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Sun is out here at Wrigley. It is chilly, but the Brewers and the Cubs, 20 minutes away from first pitch here in this series rubber match. We're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Before we get you the keys to the game, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
1:20 scheduled first pitch here, and it's time for those keys that are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. The Brewers have not scored a run against either of the Cubs' starting pitchers this series. It's been 12 and a third shutout combined between Hayden Wesneski Friday and Jameson Taillon yesterday. So here's the key for me. Get some runs off of Javier Assad and try to play with a lead that Freddie Peralta could protect. The injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, where there is a difference. Pat Murphy told the media earlier today that Christian Yelich has had a couple of good days in a row here working out pregame at Wrigley, and he was hoping that he would get another good report here on this Sunday. Yelich was playing catch earlier. He's been hitting in the cages, and you hope he's getting closer to getting into some games soon. Yelich missing his 21st consecutive game today. When we come back, we go down on the farm and tell you about some great starting pitching the last couple of days at the AAA level for the Brewers. That's coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Back at Wrigley, it's the Brewers and the Cubs coming up in a series finale rubber match. I'm Josh Maurer, and you're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's time to take a look at what's going on down on the farm for the Brewers, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Well, starting pitching has been such a hot topic for the Brewers this season. They've had a couple of great starting performances at AAA Nashville over the last couple of nights. First on Friday, in a game the Sounds got no hit by Norfolk, 25-year-old right-hander Chad Patrick turned in a quality start, allowing only one earned run over 6 1/3 innings with 9 punchouts. Patrick came back from the A's in exchange for Abraham Toro. Then last night, in a much-needed 5-2 Sounds victory, 22-year-old big prospect Carlos Rodriguez turned in his best outing of the AAA season. He won his second straight start, coming against a vaunted Orioles prospect-laden lineup that included Jackson Holliday. Rodriguez struck out 9 over 5 innings of one-run ball and had multiple Ks 4 different frames, including in the top of the first, when he set the tone for the night against prospects Kobe Mayo and Kyle Stowers. Let's listen to the voice of the Nashville Sounds, Jeff Hem.
Here's the 0-2, and Mayo takes strike 3 call, and he got him looking with a slider. Good breaking ball there by Rodriguez to get the second out. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Good changeup away from Carlos Rodriguez. And with Holliday in scoring position, Rodriguez gets back-to-back punchouts.
After the great outing by Rodriguez, the bullpen kept the theme going with 9 more punchouts over the final 4 innings, as Ryan Middendorf and Blake Holub each struck out the meat of the Tides lineup in order. Nashville is 4 games below 500 on the season as they enter today's finale against those Norfolk Tides. Let's move to the AA level, where the Biloxi Shuckers have been playing a series at Tennessee this week. We told you about the pitching prospect for the Brewers named Carlos Rodriguez. How about the outfield prospect of the same name, who on Wednesday in that series opener set the tone in a series opening victory? This Carlos Rodriguez came to the plate in the ninth inning, having already collected 4 hits in the contest, and here's what he did. The voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake, has the call.
Comes home. Rodriguez rolls it back up the middle. It's in the center over Rivera's glove, and Carlos Rodriguez, a new career high. He's 5 for 5.
Carlos D. Rodriguez has 12 hits on the week, entering the series finale in Tennessee. Then last night, we pick it up with the man who's had perhaps the best start to the minor league season of any Brewers farmhand, last year's second-round draft choice Mike Bovee. He tore it up with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and has been promoted to AA for the last 2 weeks. Bovee then stepped to the plate in the ninth inning, trailing Tennessee. With 2 outs and 2 strikes on him, he put together this big swing. Again, here's Javik.
The 1-2 pitch. Bovee hammers it out towards right center. Alcantara back on it. A long way to go, and this thing is gone! Mike Bovee! Ninth inning homer, and it's 8-6. His first AA home run goes 412 feet.
Bovee has now hit safely in 7 consecutive AA games. His hot bat has carried over from the Midwest League. You're listening to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report here before the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley, and we finish out with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. It's been a great start to the season for the T-Rats, tied for the best record in that Midwest League coming into Sunday. It was the pitching that starred in Thursday's 4-1 win over the Great Lakes Loons. The starting pitcher was Will Rudy, who retired the first 16 batters he faced. He would end up permitting just 1 run on 2 hits over 6 innings. Following Rudy, coming up from Carolina to make his High A debut, Eugenio Herrera, who pitched the final 3 innings and retired each and every one of the 9 he faced with 6 punchouts. Protecting a 3-run lead with 2 out in the ninth, it was Herrera versus Owen Miller's younger brother, Noah, and here's the voice of the Timber Rattlers, Chris Merring.
Herrera from his wind, the 0-2 to Miller, got him swinging, and this ball game is over.
The T-Rats will wrap up their series against Great Lakes Sunday afternoon with Edwin Jimenez as the starting pitcher. And that'll do it for this week's Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report. When I come back to Wrigley Field, I'll get to the starting lineups for the rubber match between the Brewers and the Cubs. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Oh, Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked number one in the banking industry and number one for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs coming up the series rubber match at Wrigley is only minutes away. And we're back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with today's starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. For the Brewers, similar lineup to yesterday. It's going to be Sal Frelick again in the leadoff spot, and he's playing right field. William Contreras again bats second and does the catching, and Tyler Black moves back to first base today, but again, he's batting in the three spot. Willie Adames will clean things up. He's the shortstop for the crew. And Bryce Terang, for the second day in a row, is batting fifth. Terang, the second baseman. Rhys Hoskins will be the DH this afternoon. Hoskins hitting sixth. Oliver Dunn, in his fourth consecutive start, is playing third base and batting seventh. Blake Perkins, big home run yesterday during that comeback effort. Perkins, again in center field, is batting eighth. And Jackson Churio, that bat has come to life here this weekend. Churio batting in the ninth spot and playing left field for a second day in a row. They will all face the difficult right-hander, Javier Assad. Meanwhile, it is the Brewers' ace, Freddy Peralta, to deal with the Cubs and the same lineup that won yesterday's game 6-5. Nico Hoerner again is in the leadoff spot for Craig Counsell. He's playing second base. And Mike Tauchman, hitless in the series. Tauchman in right field, batting second. Ian Happ is in left. Happ bats third. And Christopher Morel, who's homered in each of the first two games here, will bat cleanup and play third base. Michael Busch, the rookie first baseman, is hitting fifth. Dansby Swanson does not have a hit in the series. He's the shortstop and number six batter. Patrick Wisdom is again the designated hitter and batting seventh, with Pete Crow Armstrong, the rookie center fielder, hitting eighth. And doing the catching all three games of the series for the Cubbies is Miguel Amaya. He'll round out the lineup to face Freddy Peralta. It's the Brewers and Cubs Sunday at Wrigley. Where else would you rather be? When we come back, more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards with Lane Grindle on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers, Cubs. Game three of this series just around the corner. After this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Here come the Cubs out onto the diamond at Wrigley. Winner gets the series here. It's the Brewers and the Cubs. If Milwaukee wins, they'll exit Chicago with a two-game lead in the Central. If the Cubs can win today, these teams would be tied in the standings. They'll meet again in 3 weeks. That'll be in Milwaukee next time. Back to wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll do so with a drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. It's been a rough stretch for the Pirates, playing a rubber match at home against Colorado and trailing 3-0 in the fourth already. Colorado has not won a single series all season, but that's what they're trying to finish off at PNC. Later on in the Central, you've got the White Sox visiting the Cardinals in a rubber match. That's just getting underway in the top of the first inning. Chicago won yesterday. They've been the worst team in baseball most of the year. And the Reds have lost four straight. They'll try to avoid being swept by the red-hot Baltimore Orioles at 3:10 Central. It is Javier Assad versus Freddy Peralta here, Brewers and Cubs. And for the play-by-play, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, partner. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Sal Frelick strolling to the plate to lead things off here in the top of the first. Brewers and Cubs. Winner gets the series here this afternoon on a sunny, breezy afternoon at Wrigley Field. 26-year-old Javier Assad, first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch on time at 1:20 p.m. this afternoon. A one offering, and Frelick lifts one in the air, foul down the left field line, twisting out of play, and it's nothing and two on Frelick. 54 chilly degrees here today on the north side of Chicago. 0-2 pitch. Frelick takes outside. It's 1-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss. Less is more. 1-2 pitch. Frelick takes low. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes on Sal. Hitting 252, no home runs, and five driven in on the year. Two hits in the series for the left-handed hitting right fielder. Assad brings home the 2-2 pitch, and he fouled it back, and it stays at 2-2. Our quick trip around the bases is presented by Ferrero, and today's contestant is Jamie McCorkle from Kewaskum. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Jamie will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Ferrero and Quick Trip. Sal, a check swing foul off the netting over near the Cubs on deck circle. And Frelick seeing some pitches here in the initial at bat of this game. Assad has been very good. It's a theme amongst this Cubs rotation. 2-2. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. And it stays at 2-2. He has given up two or less earned runs in every start this year. Six starts into his 2024 campaign. 2-2. Frelick took outside and he's worked the count full. And this is a very good at bat from Sal to start up this game. Eight pitch at bat so far. Pitch number nine on the way from Assad. And a called third strike. Two seam fastball right down the middle. And John Tumpain rings up Frelick for the first out. One away for William Contreras. Umpires this afternoon, the crew chief Marvin Hudson at first base, Nick Marley at second base, Hunter Windelstedt at third base, and just told you that John Tumpain is calling the balls and strikes. Assad's first offering to Contreras is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. Low to mid 90s on that fastball with Assad. That last one at 93. He made 10 starts a season ago for Chicago. He's in the rotation full time right now for the Cubs. A one swing and a miss at a two seam fastball at 91 down and in. And he's got Contreras on his terms now at no balls and two strikes. There's a lot of arm side run on that sinker from Assad. 0-2 down and away with a slider. And it's one ball and two strikes. Cubs defensively, Happ in left, Crow Armstrong in center, Tauchman in right. Morrell's the third baseman, Swanson at short. The Gold Glover Horner at second, Bush at first, and Amaya does the catching. 1-2 pitch. High fly ball out to right. Racing back is Tauchman. Onto the track. Wallet is off the ivy. Contreras turns first. He's motoring for second. And he's in there sliding with a one-out double here in the top of the first. A six-game hitting streak coming in for Contreras. Make it a seven-game hitting streak. And yesterday, that ball's flying out of here more than likely off the bat of William Contreras. Another well-struck ball to the right center field gap. $75 to the MAC fund, courtesy of West Spin, the silver lining. William tossed his helmet off just to give himself a little less resistance as he was digging in for two. Here's Tyler Black. Spin and a throw to second, and Contreras scrambles back in there. Swanson was about 6 feet behind the bag when he took the throw from Assad. Assad out of the stretch and the pitch, and Black took outside. 1-0. Tyler Black hitting an even 200 in his short sample. He is 0-for-8 in this series so far. Big opportunity for him here in the top of the first. 1-0 pitch, and Black took a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Assad comes set at the belt. The 1-1. And Black took low. That was the curveball that time. Two balls and one strike. Tyler Black has a very good understanding of the strike zone. Talking to folks in Nashville when Black was called upon by the crew to come up and make his debut. Here's the 2-1. Tyler is swinging a miss at a fastball right down the middle. It's 2-2. His ability to see the baseball, swing at the right pitches, was something he got very high marks on. Ground ball on the right side. This will be gloved by Bush. He'll run to the bag himself to retire Black, but Contreras goes to third on the play. He's there with two outs. So two down as Adames comes to the plate. He's today's cleanup hitter, brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. First pitch to Adames. He is up and in with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-0. Brewers come into this game 20-12. Cubs a full game back in the standings at 20-14. 1-0 pitch. And Adames rolls one foul into the Cubs dugout, third base side. It's 1-1. Assad threw 109 1/3 innings on the mound for the Cubs last year. Made 31 overall appearances. Here's the 1-1. And Adames laid off a slider down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Assad wears glasses. And comes set at the belt here, the 2-1. And Adames took a slider that missed outside. It goes to three balls and one strike. And Assad asking John Tumpane if that was away. And Tumpane said yes. Good count here for Adames. The 3-1. Ground ball left side deep in the hole. Backhanded by Swanson from his buddy. Throws to first and they got him. Wow. Swanson, a backhanded slide and sitting on his rear end. He popped up and threw and two hopped it to first and just got Adames by enough. And that play from the Gold Glover prevented a run here in the top of the first inning. Brewers got a one out double from Contreras, strand him at third. We played half an inning. Brewers nothing and the Cubs coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Nico Hoerner leads off the bottom of the first for the Cubs. Freddy Peralta looking in. And the delivery is rolled foul off the front of the Cubs dugout third base side. It's 0-1. Freddy Peralta making the start this afternoon after his last start coming Tuesday against Tampa Bay, where he pitched very well. Pitch to Hoerner, swung on and fouled back. And out of play, it's 0-2. Freddie just 66 pitches in that outing. Of course, you know this story by now. He was ejected. And he was pitching very well through 5 1/3 innings. So normal rest for Freddie coming into this start. 0-2 to Hoerner as a ground ball off the end of the bat towards first. Black will scoop it up and run to the bag and retire Hoerner for the first out of the inning. And that'll get Mike Tauchman to the plate. But even though it's normal rest, which is not something the Brewers do a ton of with their starting pitching, and at times you can't avoid it, and the Brewers in the midst of 13 games in 13 days with only 66 pitches, probably almost feels like he had an extra day of rest. First pitch to Tauchman is up and in. It's 1-0. Tauchman 0-for-7 in the series. He's hitting .267 with 3 home runs, and he's driven in 10. 1-0 pitch. Missed inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. The play by Swanson in the top of the first. Circle that one and remember it. Peralta's 2-0 to Tauchman is swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 2-1. This is a day that at least appears like it's going to be a tough run scoring environment at Wrigley Field. When the wind is blowing in, this ballpark plays very big. 2-1. Missed way inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. And so when you have an opportunity to score a run, and against almost any other shortstop in the league, that is at least an infield single, and the run probably scores. 3-1 is high, and he walked him. So a walk to Tauchman with one out. Cubs have a base runner, and here's Ian Happ. So it's early, but that play feels like it could be a significant one if this turns into the pitcher's duel, at least on paper, that it looks like it could be. Happ has had a good series. He's 4-for-7 against Brewers pitching. First offering, swing and a miss at a good changeup. And it's nothing and one. Happ hitting 233, just the one home run. He's driven in 12. A one. Swing and a miss. Doubled down on the changeup. And Happ offered at it again. And he's jumped out in front of Ian Happ. Nothing and two. Peralta's pitch missed outside, came back with another changeup that time, and that one missed. One ball, two strikes, the count. Tauchman gets his lead from first, and the 1-2 missed outside of the fastball, didn't miss by much. Counts even at two balls and two strikes. Brewers defensively, Churio in left, Perkins in center, Frelick in right. Dunn's at third, Adames at short. Terang the second baseman, Black at first, and Contreras does the catching. The 2-2 pitch. Missed inside. Contreras bluffed a throw down toward first. Tauchman slid back in there without a throw coming. Full count here on Ian Happ. Had him down 0-2. Happ has worked himself back into a full count. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a changeup. That's how he got the first two strikes on him as well. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Peralta. And there's two down now for Christopher Morel. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Pitch to Morel. Is a slider that missed outside. It's 1-0. Morel has homered in both games of this series, in three games in a row dating back to the end of that Mets series, and in four of his last six games. He's a dangerous hitter right now. Slider missed down, and it goes to 2-0 on Christopher Morel. No score, just getting underway. Bottom of the first inning. Tauchman gets his lead from first, being held on by Black. The 2-0 pitch. That got the inside corner. He buckled the knees of Morel, who is actually backing out of the box and now smiling. 2-1. Freddie set at the belt. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And he missed down and away with a slider. That was a good pitch, just missed. And Morel didn't chase. So a dangerous count to a very hot hitter right now for Chicago. Perhaps their hottest hitter. 3-1 pitch. Bounced one in the dirt and he walked him. So a couple of walks in this first inning for Freddie. Remember, Tobias Myers had walk issues yesterday in the first inning when he ended up walking four in that inning. He got out of that inning only giving up the two runs, which all things considered was pretty good. Freddie with a great chance to get out of this if he can take care of Michael Busch right here. First pitch to Busch in there with a slider for strike one. Busch hitting 270 on the year, six home runs and 18 driven in. It's been a good start in a Cubs uniform for the former Dodger. One pitch. And they will appeal to third. He didn't go, says Hunter Wendelstedt. Fastball missed upstairs. One ball and one strike on the left-handed hitting Michael Busch. Peralta looks back at second. Here's the 1-1. Missed way in with a fastball. And it's 2-1. Doesn't seem like Freddie has great feel for that fastball yet. Of course, that's a very big pitch for him. Said more command with the slider and the changeup early on than he has perhaps the fastball so far. 2-1. Rolled foul up the first baseline. That was a changeup. And it's 2-2. Runner at second is Mike Tauchman. Christopher Morel at first. Michael Busch the batter. A 2-ball, 2-strike count with two away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball elevated at 97. Busch, with a very hesitant swing, becomes the second strikeout victim for Freddy Peralta in a scoreless first inning. An ortho ASAP strikeout. We head to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Baseball season and tailgate season are in full swing. Get back to the ballpark for Brewers action with single game tickets. Be here for can't miss matchups, rivalries, and much more. Get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Second inning here in Chicago. Javier Assad, first pitch to Bryce Terang, is fouled out of play down the third baseline. It's 0-1. Terang hitting .308 with two home runs and 12 driven in. Second in the league in stolen bases with 14. Assad's pitch over but low, and it's 1-1. Bryce with a couple of hits in this series, 2-for-7 against Chicago pitching here this weekend. Assad out of the windup. Terang able to check on a cut fastball that missed high. 2-ball, 1-strike. The pitch. And Terang a check swing foul up the third baseline. It's 2-2. One of the things that you notice about Terang this year, bigger. He's got the big knob at the bottom of his bat now. 2-2. Rolled to second base. Horner waits on it. Fields throws to first and retires Terang for the first out here in the second inning. He's choked up on the bat a little bit as well, talking about Terang, but also he just hasn't had that lengthy slumber. He came out of the gate hot. And as you mature as a hitter, there's always going to be peaks and valleys, but the valleys get shorter. And it feels like Bryce has made one of those transitions this year where he's had a few games in a row where maybe he didn't swing it great, but he picks it right back up shortly thereafter. Here's Rhys Hoskins, takes a first pitch strike. 0-1, high fly ball. This one to left. Happ tracking it. Gets underneath of it, makes the catch for the second out. And that'll get Oliver Dunn to the plate. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like today like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. Grab it. And then maybe spread a little Pioneer of a cold pack cheese spread on it. There's all sorts of different flavors you could pick from that could pair well with that. Maybe the maple bacon. First pitch to Dunn. He bunts it up to first baseline. Bunted pretty sharply. Bush will field. Dunn slides to first. And Bush applied the tag, diving after him in the process. It's a really nice play by Bush. Brewers will hold things up for a moment to see if they want to challenge. They'll have to be convinced that this would get overturned to challenge in the second inning, and they are not convinced. That's a great play by Bush. He got him on the left calf as Dunn was reaching for the bag. Brewers retired in order in the second inning. No score as we go to the bottom of the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Protect your home's outdoor living space with Thompson's Exterior Wood Sealer. It provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat and maintains the wood's natural color. Save big on Thompson's Exterior Wood Sealers at Menards. View our entire selection today in store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Dansby Swanson leads off the bottom of the second inning for Chicago. No score, Brewers and Cubs. Final game of this three-game series here this weekend on the north side. And Freddie Peralta's first pitch to Swanson's in there for a strike with a fastball at 95. It's 0-1. Swanson 0-for-7 in the series, 0-for-his-last-8 overall. And he swings out in front of a curveball and hits it foul down into the dirt. It's 0-2. Tough start to the year for Dansby Swanson, hitting just .218. Three home runs, he's driven in 11. Peralta's 0-2 pitch. Hit in the air but foul and out of play first base side. And Freddie worked around a couple of walks to put up a zero in the bottom of the first inning. Threw 24 pitches in that first inning. 0-2 is a ground ball to short. Adames plays it on a couple of hops. Throw to first in time. And Swanson is retired for out number one. And that'll bring up Patrick Wisdom. What a big swing his home run yesterday ended up being in the grand scheme of the game. That home run came in the sixth inning. Then he drove in a run later in the eighth inning. Really the difference in the game, Patrick Wisdom yesterday, as he takes the ball just a touch high on a fastball from Peralta. 1-0 pitch. Missed inside. Two balls and no strikes. Wisdom, a right-handed hitting power bat. 2-0. That missed with a slider just off the plate. Three balls and no strikes to Patrick Wisdom. Freddie brings home the pitch, and Wisdom swinging away on 3-0, shoots one into the Cubs dugout. I think everybody's okay, but that looked dangerous. Everybody trying to get out of the way. Everybody seems to be all right. 3-1 now as Peralta looks in. And the pitch. And he caught the outside corner with a fastball. That was a wide strike given by John Tompain. It had looked like a fairly conservative strike zone right up until that pitch. Freddie will take it. That's been a ball most of the day so far. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta out of the windup in the pitch. And he missed way inside of the changeup. Nearly hit him. And so it ends up being a walk to Patrick Wisdom. Third walk issued by Peralta here this afternoon. And there's a man on with one away for Pete Crow Armstrong. Well, if the Brewers are able to put themselves in a situation for a save later in this game, it'll be brought to you by Fleet Farm. They have what you need in one stop. From hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. Pitch to Armstrong is bunted up the third baseline. Dunn fields, throws to first. And he's got Pete Crow Armstrong on the play. Wisdom goes to second base. And that'll get Miguel Amaya to the plate for Chicago. Give him a sacrifice for Pete Crow Armstrong. .53 if you score along with us. First pitch to Miguel Amaya is a swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 0-1. 197 average on the year for Amaya. A home run, 10 driven in. Just 1-for-7 in this series. Peralta out of the stretch. Brings home the pitch, and this is popped up. Foul territory. Tyler Black drifting over near the Brewers dugout. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Peralta works around a one-out walk. Puts up another zero. We're through 2 in Chicago. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Having a job as a pet groomer can be rewarding and also messy. That's where the new Swiffer Power Mop comes in. It's an all-in-one cleaning system that cleans just as well as a mop and bucket, but in half the time and without the hassle. The large mop head is made with hundreds of powerful scrubbing strips that can break down the toughest, stickiest messes. So you can kick your old mop and bucket to the curb and mop smarter with the new Swiffer Power Mop.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Near you.
No score here in Chicago, Brewers and Cubs. We go to the third inning, and with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Lane, thanks very much. Blake Perkins greets Javier Assad in the third and takes a strike right down the middle. 8-9-1 in the order due up. Perkins, Churio, and Frelick. Javier Assad from the windup, the 0-1 pitch. Outside corner with a fastball. It's nothing in two. Perkins homered yesterday during that comeback effort. It's a 2-run shot, his 4th of the year. He's batting .267. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball, did Assad to get him his 2nd punch out. And he has retired 7 of the first 8 batters that he's faced. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel 3-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Kevin Gander. He's from Cross Plains. Kevin wins a Pottawatomie prize package if a member of the crew hits a triple this inning. And here's Jackson Churio taking right down the middle. Four straight strikes from Assad to begin the inning. Visit WTMJ.com to enter a Pottawatomie Casino three-bagger in the third. Strike five in a row. Fastball right at the bottom of the zone to Churio makes it 0-2. Jackson's bat has come to life the last few days. He's up to 223 on the season with four homers. 0-2, though, the pitch. First ball of the inning. That was too tall on the fastball, and it's 1-2. Last three games, Churio 4 out of 9 with a walk. Assad winds the 1-2 down and away. Laid off the slider, it's 2-2. I think the biggest reason you're seeing Churio have more success this past week, he's not striking out. Has not been chasing those pitches out of the zone with two strikes on him. Bases empty, one out. The 2-2 pitch popped him up. Right behind first base, Michael Bush is on the retreat, going out and now into foul territory. Over by the tarp, he makes the catch. Two out. Then Assad, who has turned himself into a terrific starting pitcher early in this season, has retired 8 of 9 the first time through the Brewers' order. This is a guy who, as Lane mentioned, was not able to stick in the rotation his first couple of years in the big leagues. Mostly he came in out of the bullpen. Frelick takes a strike, but he looks like a guy that could be a staple for Chicago moving forward. Frelick struck out to begin the ballgame. The 0-1. Skipped in there on a changeup, and it's 1-1. Scoreless game in the third. And with the wind blowing in at Wrigley, it's shaping up to be a pitcher's duel between two great right-handers. 1-1 pitch, Sal takes strike two. On the upper inside corner, 1-2. Javier Assad hails from Mexico. Right-hander's 1-2 pitch. Hit the opposite way and fair somehow inside the bag and inside the chalk left field side, and Frelick's digging for second. The throw gets away, but not far enough for Frelick to go to third. How did he keep that fair? Wow, it's a double the opposite way by Frelick, and the Brewers have a runner in scoring position here in the third.
Poor ball boy down the left field line had nowhere to go. It was coming right for him, so he picked up the chair, ran into left because there's nowhere in foul territory to run. Happ almost had to throw it around him to get it to second base.
That swing was like Frelick pulled off a magic act. Here comes William Contreras, and the pitch outside on a fastball. $75 donated to the MAC Fund. Coming from West Bend, the silver lining for every Brewers double. And Contreras had a double back in the first. So Sal at second base, the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Well-located cut fastball. Frelick's having a good weekend. That was his second double. 3 for his last 6. Good to see. He stands at second, the 1-1. Down and away that time on a slider. Brewers have not scored a run yet this series against any of the three Cubs starting pitchers. Chance to change that here. William Contreras, their best RBI man. The pitch, looped foul, first base side. It's the netting above the Brewers dugout, and William is behind. Now even, I should say, at 2-2. .27 runs batted in, third most of any National League hitter. Scoreless in the third with two out. The 2-2 pitch, down and away, laid off the slider. That wasn't close, and it's a full count. I'm not sure that Javier Assad's going to give in and give Contreras something good to hit here. Honestly, I wouldn't. The way that he drives in runs. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second base. That one right at Nico Horner. Gobbles it up. Throws to first. Contreras out by about 7 or 8 steps. Inning over. Assad gets out of it. Double by Frelick, but he's stranded. We go to the bottom of the third in a scoreless game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment.